The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Listen to the show worldwide on your Amazon smart speaker.
Just tell Alexa to enable the Todd and Tyler skill.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Streaming at TNTRadioEmpire.com. Alexa plays the show all day, too, by the way, 24-7. Listen anytime online. If you have different listening patterns now, a lot of you do. Dr. Ian, Kay Smith, Dr. Mina, and Hippie Man all phoning the program later on. When Nick gets here, get into that alcoholic thing, because Nick's he's an alcoholic. That's why one of the reasons we hired him.
Yeah, he's got to fit in.
Yeah. Well, there were other reasons that went along with it. Yeah, however, that was a major test that had to be passed.
At least fourth or fifth on the list.
He had all the other qualifications.
Yeah.
But that was one that had to be met.
Yeah.
So I learned I was washing my hands all wrong until I saw a tutorial the other day.
Mm-hmm. 20 seconds is so long.
No, but you got to get in between the fingers, interdigital folds. So it's like you got prayer hands for a second. You got
do that. You mean okay?
Mash.
Got
it.
Yeah.
Got to mash the interdigital folds and get those clean too, because the virus can live there.
Fauci said nobody's going to shake hands. Nobody should shake hands again. I love that dude. Yeah,
but you know it's not going to happen.
With me, it is. So
I don't believe you.
Don't even reach for me, brother.
I'm gonna.
Well, you can.
I'll reach for you.
Not my hand. you can shake hands with me, but it ain't my hand.
I think there'll be more ass smacking than handshaking.
That's a good idea.
In the not too distant future.
Yeah, that's much better. So Fauci did tell the Wall Street Journal that he thinks that we should never shake hands ever again.
Well, just make a different custom, man.
It would, of course, not just help with the coronavirus. It would also help decrease the number of influenza cases across the nation.
That'd be a great test if we all stop shaking hands and to see if the regular flu slows down and just the common cold. Now, granted, you can catch a common cold from your loved ones. You're going to be kissing them and hugging up on them. I get that. But, most of us actually don't even kiss our spouses on the mouth when they've got a cold. We've done it around our house. I don't know. I got a cold. I don't want to get sick. I always say I don't want to get sick. No kissing. But it's very easy not to shake hands.
With the missus?
Well, with anybody in the future. I think it was rude probably in the past, especially in business situations or brand new information. How you doing, sir? That kind of crap. But now, why? Now you have an excuse not to. If you were afraid of it to begin with, and I really was afraid of it, but I didn't really see the point of it most of the time. When you got older, you started shaking hands. Nobody shook hands in high school. I mean, brothers did. They got that thing going on. But the white guys never shook hands. In high school.
Because we didn't have a special handshake.
Exactly.
We didn't have a special sequence. I'll send you a very disturbing article, Craig.
Thanks. That's what I need.
We need more of those, yeah.
The headline is the coming backlash against public health experts.
Yeah, I saw that because Cuomo is saying he's being hammered for being too prepared. You know, because his conferences are really prepared.
Yeah.
How idiotic are we going? We are so dumb.
Wait a minute. You're not making it easy for me to hammer you?
Right. No, but they're hammering them that way. I've seen
not making it easy for me to hammer you?
Yeah, for giving you a list, giving you details, major details. I know some of the righties listening are not watching Cuomo in the afternoon. Maybe they're busy. But the guy has details. And, you know, he does give a glimmer of hopes when he has them, but he gives you the facts.
The gist of the piece is a lot of people are going to be very mad that some of these public health officials actually erred on the side of caution.
Right.
And maybe we could have come back 2 days sooner. Or a week sooner. But no.
The key is to shut down.
Public health officials are not giving people the answers they want to hear.
No, no. I want to go out.
Because this nation they want to hear.
Right, is full of a bunch of entitled freaks who have never sacrificed anything.
Oh, yeah. You can't sacrifice your golf game. I saw seven people on a green yesterday. three kids, four people.
Yeah, golf gets a pass for some reason.
In the city, they just closed. In Omaha, the mayor should close the parks down. You can't go park in a park, even in your car. You're allowed to do the trail if you keep going the any trails. But golf courses are exempt. And I kept yelling, why?
That's the same case.
And she said, yeah. Well, because they're – I didn't ask her personally, but she said because they can control those. No, they can't. People are sending me pictures of all the time of the golf courses. Parking lots are full of cars. And I walk through a golf course every day in my neighborhood, not in the golf course, but down the street, and there are people two per cart all over the place.
The greens and the tees are where people can't practice social distancing.
Right.
I suppose you could, but – you know, you instinctively...
Seven people on a green is not social distancing.
Instinctively, you don't. Right. You're standing right behind the
guy.
You're
talking to your buddy. You're
who's
drinking.
Who's teeing off. That's the same in Phoenix. It's all about money.
Shut the golf courses down.
Everything in Phoenix is shut down except for the golf courses.
That's ridiculous. Shut them down.
Because it's golf time of year. They make the bulk of their money this time of year.
Well, the weather's going to suck here this weekend, so maybe they won't golf as much.
So I can't just stroll through the park?
Nope.
All by myself?
No. Walk on the sidewalk, man. You're allowed to do that. You're still allowed to go out of your house.
Ah, there's an area of the park that's all grassy that me and the dogs like to go.
Yeah, well, you have to poop on the street now. That's probably illegal, too.
At least the dogs will.
Well, the dogs will. Probably always illegal for you to poop in the street. Good point.
I think it is. Well, if you get caught.
Yeah.
It's illegal to get caught pooping in the street.
Yeah, that's a great point, Todd. People are always looking for, like, why can't we do it this week? Why can't we start going on the street this week or tomorrow or the next day? Let's wait.
No, people hate to be inconvenienced.
I know. That's it. It's inconvenience. And by the way, in this city, it's really not at inconvenience compared to the rest of the country right now.
No.
Especially the coast.
And other countries, for that matter.
Yeah. I mean, this city, people are going about their business.
And just making it worse.
Mm. TSA reported a record low number of passengers being checked by their agents at the nation's airports Tuesday. A little more than 97,000 were screened before boarding planes. Last year, on the same date, the TSA screened about 2.1 million.
I'm anxious to talk to somebody who's actually flown for purposes of work or something like that, because I'd like to know, do they feel shamed being at the airport? But everybody at the airport is working, so you don't want to shame the people that are coming in to use your business, probably.
Probably.
But if you are flying for, I don't know what you'd be flying for. I guess maybe if you're essential personnel, you might have to fly somewhere. But if you're flying for, you can still go on vacation. Nobody's stopping you. It's illegal. I mean, nobody's going to yell at you. Well, personally, somebody might yell at you. It's not illegal to hop on a plane and go somewhere. So I like that call if you're actually flown within the past week or so. What's it like? And why, first of all, why? You know, what's it like? And why are you flying?
Well, here's an email Alex, his
sorry,
brother.
Chris, I'm sorry, your mic wasn't.
Flies for Endeavor Airlines.
He actually flies a plane, right?
Regional airline. I don't know if he's part of the flight crew or.
Yeah.
But he works for him.
They flew a plane with nobody in it, right?
He sent me a picture, and the only people on the plane are his deadhead crew.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's still family emergencies.
Oh, no, I know
happen.
That. I know that. No, I
you know, I mean, there's still, so you're right. You can't shame everybody in the airport.
No, you can't.
You don't know their story.
And the airports are open, so they're working. They can't shame their customers, and they're not. I'm just saying, don't you make a story up if you're actually going somewhere.
Oh, certainly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, are they operating with full flight crews?
Puss has got a great point, though. It's probably people flying somewhere to see family that they're sick. I saw a story where one was on a flight by herself, flying to see her sick mom.
Well, and a lot of the airplanes, too, are part of the supply chain. They're bringing you mail. They're bringing cargo.
Yeah, but I'm talking about people on the plane.
Well, the plane wouldn't leave with nobody on it if they didn't have some kind of purpose.
You would think so, except the fact that plane might need to be at another airport. Of course, there's probably a ton of extra planes laying around
who
there
knows?
Now. Who knows? You know, our buddy Michael can check in, but I know he ain't flying. Mike's not flying.
He's not, huh?
He originally said he wouldn't be back on a plane until the end of May. He listens all the time, so we'll find that out later on.
Yesterday in Kansas. They're always... down to be healthy in Kansas.
Yep.
The governor there, Laura Kelly,
mm-hmm.
said that gatherings should be restricted to 10 people.
No.
Including churches.
Okay. Oh, they must have freaked out, huh?
They did.
Yeah.
The House and Senate leaders in Kansas, the state House and state Senate leaders in Kansas, jeez, meeting as a body called the Legislative Coordinating Council, voted along party lines to throw that out.
God.
Yep. To throw out the directive from the governor of Kansas.
Okay,
church gatherings have produced at least three case cultures of COVID across the state of Kansas.
Come on, people.
And now the Republicans and the religious liberty advocates say, no, we're getting together for Easter if we want. Now, most of the churches in Kansas are saying, no, we're not getting together on Easter, you bunch of morons.
But the ones that are could cause enough danger.
But
right?
The people who have to go out and say, I am more Christian than you, got together at the state house and said,
people, yeah.
Yeah, no, we are going to be more Christian than the governor.
How about
and we are going to allow these people to get together and kill themselves.
Yeah. And kill other people.
And kill themselves
kill
and
other people.
Right.
Yeah, the church officials are being sensible about this.
Not all of them.
Most.
But enough that
the governor called it shockingly irresponsible. And a decision that is likely to cost Kansan lives.
How about that dude? I think he's still in Louisiana somewhere. It says, Christians welcome death. See that guy?
I briefly saw that and couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Although you know what his point is.
Well, he's a freak. That's his point.
His point is the Christians get to go see Jesus.
Right. You first, dude. They welcome death. They're going to get together no matter what because they welcome death. That was a quote.
Oh, there's a faction of people who just can't wait for the apocalypse because they get to meet Jesus.
Yeah.
They were hoping. This would be the apocalypse.
I think I think you're right to a point, but we're all human beings, and I think when it face to face, they want to live. They're just saying that because, Craig said, they're more Christian.
I'm talking about people who have nothing else going on in their lives.
Oh well, that's these people.
Yeah, it
that's
is
true. That
it
is
absolutely
these
is.
That is these people.
So some people thought that the edict would be unconstitutional. However, Richard Levy, a constitutional law professor at the University of Kansas, pointed to a 1990 U.S. Supreme Court ruling that held that laws that do not specifically target or single out religions for adverse treatment are generally deemed valid, even if they incidentally burden religious freedoms or practices.
Right. They're not singling out churches.
They're singling out
gatherings of people.
Right. And so and in that case, these types of edicts are fine.
Hey, if it's, you're willing to call it an essential business, which I've read a few times, tax them.
It's not about suppressing religion. It's about the realities of the coronavirus.
Our T95 listeners are smarter than
please.
Well, they're not the hardcore Christers going to church.
I don't think so.
Listen to our program.
We're not listening to this show. That's
exactly,
for sure.
Exactly. And they're not rocking the rest of the day. They're not rocking.
Of course not.
T95 rocks after we get off the air.
Mm-hmm. All our stations rock.
They rock.
After we get off the air.
Damn well, they rock. They
rock away the virus.
Yeah.
There was a church in Northern California that was going to keep having services, but their landlord said, we're going to change the locks.
Good for him.
No, y'all.
Good for
him.
Y'all
there's going to be a tremendous gathering of defiant Christians.
On Sunday, yeah.
On Easter.
Yep.
Maybe even tomorrow.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Mississippi State's athletic director is making his first official comment on a tweet by the university's football coach, Mike Leach. Leach took to social media to post an image of a wife knitting a noose for her husband while social distancing.
The dumbass.
So John Cohen released a statement saying that Leach's post was highly inappropriate, especially considering what it means in the South, and said that the university was overall disappointed.
Well, they said he's got to sit through some sensitivity about the South, you know, because he's been in Washington State for so long. You know, he was in Texas, but it's still not necessarily the Deep South. Yeah, by the way, he has a major majority, like most of his teams, but even Mississippi State, majority African American players.
Well, the team has reacted negatively to the meme,
exactly.
And at least one player said he decided to enter the transfer portal because of it.
Man. He didn't start off well there. They're paying him a fortune. They stole him from Washington State, too.
Well, he didn't stop to think that, to a lot of people, nooses ain't funny.
Right. Well, he's a Trumper, too, so what are you going to do? He's kind of a nut job.
I mean, the majority of his players at Washington State
were black, too.
Black and Texas Tech.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
I think he grew up in Northern California, but still no
excuse. But he likes Pirates, and he's fun to talk to. He's fun to interview.
He's a good soundbite.
Yeah, he's a good soundbite. And here's a noose. Jesus.
He's funny.
Just a noose. I mean, the guy's not dumb.
He says what he thinks.
If you see a noose anymore, I mean, anything, you think, you can't post that.
No, draw a picture of their fat little girlfriends. That's a great soundbite.
Oh, that was fine. Yeah, you can hammer fat little girlfriends.
Yeah, there was no backlash on that.
For some reason, there wasn't. Although he was kicked out of Texas Tech. So they might have got tired of him.
Oh, that's because he was mean.
I know. Well,
who is he mean to?
The fat little girlfriends.
No, he was mean to somebody famous, the son.
No, you're thinking that was a...
Was it Craig James' kid?
That might be it.
I think that was it. Yeah.
That's it.
Like literally locked him in a shed or something?
I seem to remember something like that.
Yeah. There was an incident, yes.
And that led to his dismissal.
Yeah, got him run out of town.
All right, our garbage man, Jorge, is checking in. On behalf of the Catholics with Common Sense. I didn't know there was a group called that.
I don't know any of those.
Yeah, Catholics with Common Sense. Well, Jorge leads up that group in Wichita.
All right.
We're sorry our local government are a bunch of idiots.
Well, thank you, Jorge. Appreciate that.
Enough to not vote them back in?
Right.
Yeah. Well, they got a Democratic governor.
We did put a smart governor, and the rest of the legislative body are still a bunch of jackasses.
Oh, yeah, they're hissing possums.
Yeah. If people want to meet Jesus that badly... They should just go jump off the Kellogg Street Bridge and speed up the process.
Whoa.
Well,
he makes a point.
Yeah, he does make a point. I like Jorge, man. And thank you. And by the way, he's on the front lines, right?
Oh, and the pilot check's in here. Michael says, kind of like you suggested, the plane may be necessary for the next flight.
Yeah.
So it may be flying empty on a leg to get to the next place that they need it. As far as minimum crew, FAA requires one flight attendant per 50 seats installed on an airplane, not how many actual passengers.
Got an aisle donkey with nobody on the plane.
And let's see.
She must love that.
Oh, he's off till the end of May.
Yeah.
And he's, like myself, growing the pandemic beard.
Yeah, he is. He can't have a beard when he's a pilot. I never thought about that.
Oh, that's right.
No, you can't. I never even thought about that. They're the Yankees.
They're the New York Yankees.
You can have a mustache. I've seen the mustache on the pilots. But, yeah, he's growing a nice beard now. And I said, why don't you save it for work? He said, I can't have one when I'm flying. Because beards, I guess, project, I don't know, bad pilot. I never got that. I never got the Yankee crap either, for that matter, let alone a pilot.
Who's the lumberjack at the yoke?
A trimmed up beard. What's the big deal? I mean, he walks in there with some Santa beard. I get it.
Even then, what's the issue?
I'm with you, Todd. Well, because it gets caught in the yoke. You know, if you think about it that way. A long beard could get caught in the yoke. I mean, the plane's taking a dive because the guy's beard caught in the yoke. That would suck, don't you think?
That's just got to be one of those things
cleanliness.
What was in the rule book in 1951 and nobody's just taking it out.
Right.
You know, well, that's just the way we've always done it.
Well, it's a beardless guy in charge saying, nope, nobody, if I can't have one, nobody can.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Does it have to do with the potential life-saving masks that they have?
That might be it. But even a trim beard, it would still work.
No, they don't. We learned that on the coronavirus.
No. I'm talking about oxygen masks because the plane is flying. You could wear a beard.
Well, yeah. you want a good seal in there so nothing else gets in.
I know what it has to do with. It has to do with people just want them to be clean cut so that the rest of America can trust them.
Does that rule apply to firemen? Because, you know, they've got to wear the breathing apparatus once in a while.
I have no earthly idea. It just makes sense.
I believe it may, yeah.
Firemen can't have
facial hair. That's why you see a lot of Reno 911 stashes on cops and firemen. That's because they want to grow something. So they've got that little porn stash happening.
Yeah, but I've seen videos here recently of guys that just, you know, factory guy, whatever, they have to wear a mask the whole time and beard's got to go.
Yeah, yep. That would suck. Yeah. Not going to go beardless, that's for damn sure. Puss is.
Yeah, that's attacking my liberty.
That is, man.
You're taking away my freedoms. Grow my pandemic beard.
Yep, it's the masks.
Yep, got it.
They don't want, you know, even if the facial hair doesn't interfere with the mask, they don't want to play with the possibility of it.
And a long beard gets caught in a yoke.
And that.
I'm telling you, man.
Yeah. Now, this is a question for Michael. If the masks do drop down because of a lack of cabin pressure, does he first have to put the mask on his co-pilot?
No, because he's...
He first has to put the mask on him.
Right.
Yes.
And then he puts it on his co-pilot.
Yeah.
You, then your child.
Right.
Yeah, but he didn't like a lot of his co-pilots.
In that order.
Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.